views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW AM 1150 in the Seattle area, CRN, and WBLQ in Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York, and, of course, Transformation Talk Radio. I'm speaking to you today not from the studio, but actually I'm in Arizona, and so I'm having to say hey to Benny sort of across the miles. Hi, Benny.
Hey, how's it going? I guess you're on search for another egg hunt in a different state this for today and the weekend, right?
Although I actually will be home in time for the egg hunt.
Oh, good, good, good. Well, yeah. A happy early Easter weekend to you.
To you as well.
Thank
and,
you.
You know, it's been very spring-like down here in Arizona. What's it like up there in Seattle?
I would concur. It is the same. I think we're having a mixture of sunshine and clouds today, but it's a little on the chilly, on the nippy side, like as far as chilly. But I think it's I think it might have a little bit of cloudy and rainy skies for Sunday. But I'm just letting everybody know, have your raincoat or your umbrellas ready just in case little kitties need to be covered while they're running around the yard.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And it always makes sense in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Benny, it's funny because we often book guests, you know, weeks, sometimes months in advance. We've got a couple guests booked for the summer. And we offer, you know, a variety of guests that we've hand-selected various dates. And we had a hard time filling today's show. And for a while, it was like, you know, we offer people the date and they say, no, that's not that, you know, how about in May or how about June? So finally I decided I'm just going to acquiesce to the universe and say I'm supposed to be on vacation this week, you know, so I'm going to play an encore. You know, I've learned not to resist that kind of stuff before. And so anyway, all of a sudden I came across Dr. Judith Orloff's book title. I hadn't even read her book yet, and it's like I got this big aha, like my crown chakra's going nuts. It's like, we have to have Dr. Judith on the show. And so to make a long story short, she's coming to Seattle, for those of you in the Seattle area, and she happened to have this time slot open. So it's like, okay, I'm doing the show from Arizona, and I'm so excited because Dr. Judith Orloff has been a maverick, and she is a New York Times bestselling author. She's a board-certified psychiatrist and assistant professor of psychiatry at UCLA. She's a psychiatrist who embraces our wholeness, proving that the links between physical, emotional, and spiritual health cannot be ignored. And she utilizes her intuition in her clinical practice and has been doing so for years. And in fact, she courageously came out with her first book, Second Sight, many years ago. Now, being a former research statistician working with medical doctors, I know what a big deal it is because to come out about something like that, because medical doctors in general tend to be kind of narrow-minded about that. So it's great that she did that. And she has written a number of books, Dr. Judith Orloff's Guide to Intuitive Healing, Positive Energy, which has been translated into, get this, 16 languages, Emotional Freedom, Liberate Yourself from Negative Emotions and Transform Your Life. And her latest book, which is magnificent, is called The Ecstasy of Surrender, 12 Surprising Ways Letting Go Can Empower Your Life. She has been transforming the face of psychiatry. She has spoken at medical schools, hospitals, the American Psychiatric Association, and she's also spoken at Fortune Magazine's Most Powerful Women's Summit. So she also teaches workshops nationwide. She's done a TED Talk on her latest book. She's appeared on all these high-profile shows, from the Dr. Oz Show, Today, PBS, CNN, NPR. And I'm so pleased she's joining us here today, Dr. Judith Orloff. Welcome.
Oh, I'm happy to be on your show.
You know, Judith, in my humble opinion, you know, I've been following you for years, and I love your work. I've actually been to one of your seminars before. And when I picked up this book from the get-go, I'm just like completely lit up. This book feels like such a powerful book that we all need to read here and now. And I'm telling you, it's probably going to be on my 10 best list for this decade.
Oh, how amazing. I'd love to hear that.
Well, you know, it's quite the concept, letting go to empower your life. First of all, why is there a need for this book at this time?
Well, I think when you look at our world and you look at how people are pushing and stressing and tightening and clenching and are miserable and on millions of people on antidepressants, mm-hmm. that, you know, you have to ask yourself what's going on here. And as a psychiatrist, I really believe that part of the issue is that we're not surrendering to the deepest flow of life and to our intuition.
Right.
And so I wanted to write a book to teach people how to do that and apply it to everything. Like apply it to career, apply it to relationships, apply it to illness or aging. And, you know, people, as I've been traveling around the country, the reaction has been really interesting. Some people look at surrender as, you know, they're very terrified of it.
Uh-huh. Yes, indeed.
Because they look at it as if they're going to have to give something up and fail. But I'm not defining it that way.
Right.
You know, I'm defining it as the deepest way to tune into yourself. And it's a devotion to life and to your own path and to your own connection to yourself and what to surrender to and also what not to surrender to, what flow not to go with. So, but it's about deep listening to, you know, where your destiny is pulling you.
Well, it seems that many people think that life becomes more difficult when we're not in control. You know, I mean, we try to control so many things in our lives. Why is that not the case?
Well, there are certain things that you can control, and certainly as a physician, you know, I've been trained with the linear mind and the analytic mind and all those, you know, 14 years of medical training, and I value all that enormously. You know, I really value it. However, it's not everything. It's not most things. So you have to know when to use the linear mind and when to let go to intuition or to a deeper flow or to a higher power that, you know, if you even, you know, decide to look up just once a day and look up at the heavens, mm-hmm. you know, you can see that there's something other than this world.
Right.
And I think that perspective is really important to be able to surrender to something greater than yourself. I think people who don't look up at the heavens, you know, they forget. So, you know, one way to remember is just look up. I mean, what do you think's up there?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it creates more of a sense of awe and a letting go to something larger than yourself. But it doesn't mean defeat, and it doesn't mean failure, and it also doesn't mean you're always going to get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
But it does mean that you're opening up to the greatest possibilities for your dreams to happen.
Right. And it, you know, from my perspective, opening up to that flow also relates to becoming more of who we're meant to be.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And the lightness of being. Now, because I wrote in the introduction that the kinds of things that I've had to give up since I've been writing the book, I've had to surrender. But
right.
I've asked for it. I've wanted it most deeply in my own life. So I don't hold and clench and control so much. You know, I want to say, though, there are some things you can't control. There are, and isn't that great when it works?
Yes.
But it doesn't always work. And so, you know, when it doesn't work, that's the point where people push and struggle and tighten more, and that only makes things worse.
Right. So how can we tell the difference of things we should control and things we should sort of surrender to?
Well, there's an intuitive flow. When you close your eyes and you tune in, there's a basic flow or a hum that you can feel, you know, a basic flow. If you're going too fast and you're rushing around and there's too much input, it's very hard to slow down and listen. But what I'm saying is, and asking for people to do, is to listen and to see where they're being pulled or drawn, as opposed to thinking their way through the world, you know, where they're drawn. And I just want to say one way people are using this book now, which has been working amazingly, is as an oracle. where I go to the book signings or talks, and people open, they say, what do I most deeply want to surrender? And then they open up to the perfect page in the book.
Oh, wonderful.
I know. If you have the book, you can do it now. It would just, it would exactly, you know, tell you what you need. So, you know, you don't have to read this book from the beginning to the end. You can just go in, sincerely ask, you know, what do I want to let go of? And then there you go. You can start with whatever it is that you get.
You know, in your book, you're covering, as you mentioned before, different areas of life, you know, relationships, health, career, finances. And it's interesting because I think that for some people, they've compartmentalized their lives in such a way where they're willing to let go in certain situations or certain categories within their lives, but they're not willing to let go. And typically, the not letting go happens within the career.
Yes, because what gets in the way of surrender is intense desires. When you want something, and you, let's say you have a goal to get a particular job or a promotion or whatever your, you know, goal is, and then, you know, it's not happening exactly in that time frame, then people bear down and they push harder and they make a lot of calls and they alienate people. A lot of my patients, I work, my practice is in Los Angeles, but I have a lot of people who are actresses and actors and, you know, in Hollywood. And, you know, they make I've seen them make huge mistakes, you know, when a door isn't quite open yet. You know, they keep pushing and calling and, you know, and alienating people. And then, you know, of course, nobody calls them back.
Sure.
Yeah, so you have to, you know, it's hard. You know, my spiritual teacher, who's a Taoist, once said this about me, that I have a hard time when the universe says no. Yeah, so it's something, you know, the universe will say yes and the universe will say no at times.
Uh-huh.
But you know, if it's not your time for something, as much as you might want it, and I totally understand intense desire.
Sure.
You know, I'm really, you know, I really do, but it won't do any good to not let go at that point.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. So why is it important for our health?
Well, if you look at people who aren't surrendered, who hold on to resentment and anger and bitterness, you have to, you know, realize how do they look, you know, physically. You know, they have furrowed brows, they have postures that stooped over, their energy is, you know, quite negative. You know, as opposed to when you can let go of things, you know, you don't hold it, because when you hold on to something like a resentment, it's like a little weight in your being. And when you have lots of them, it's like a big weight, so it's holding you down. But when you can let go of these kinds of things, and it's so important, you age differently, you carry your body differently, and your health is better. Because if you look at, you know, negative things that you hold on to as weights and as antithetical to health, you know, then, you know, you can look at it that way. But so you want to let go. I mean, for instance, like with resentments, you don't want to let go so much for the other person, but for yourself.
Right. Absolutely. More with the wonderful Dr. Judith Orloff when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day I realized I was consuming foods based on fear, fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW AM 1150, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a wonderful conversation today with Dr. Judith Orloff, who's the author of many books, including her most recent, The Ecstasy of Surrender, 12 Surprising Ways Letting Go Can Empower Your Life. Now, Judith, you know, I'm fascinated by this connection between letting go and empowerment. How can you get more powerful by letting go?
Typically in society, they think of the exact opposite. If you let go, you lose power.
Right.
But what, you know, you have to really, in the beginning of the book, I define what I perceive power is, or the little I know about it that I, you know, expressed. But power is not just the money you accumulate, you know, or the job you have, or whatever is on the outside. Power, it has to start with your connection to yourself, and to a force greater than yourself, however you want to call that. And if you start from there, and then you go out in the world from that place of strength, it's very different, and it's a heart-centered power. The other kind of powers, they're kind of dark powers, you know, the ones of accumulation, greed, and all that. So, you know, it's about starting from yourself, into your heart, and then feeling it. If you don't feel power from the inside, the power you accumulate externally won't mean anything. It won't last.
Oh, I mean, that's so important.
Yeah, but you know, people have to get that. It's very hard. There was a Jim Carrey quote that I love where he said, I wish everybody could get everything they wanted and dreamed about, and then they could see that that's not the answer.
That's a great quote. Oh, gosh.
That's true, though. If only people could get that. But it's hard, you know, to get that. But in terms of power, you know, as women, what you brought up on the break about the divine feminine and what that power is, you know, that how men and women can tap into that, you know, there's a sense that the divine feminine is rising up in the world now.
Sure.
And it's you know, the patriarchal old way of viewing things is hopefully biting the dust, you know, and the divine feminine is merging with the best of the masculine to take over, you know, the world. And, you know, the more the divine feminine is more surrendered, you know, basically, you know, the feminine is the surrendered as opposed to going out, doing, being, creating, you know, all that, which is fine, the yang energy. But the more receptive, it's like the egg, you know, there's a beautiful video on the sperm and the egg where the, you know, it shows all the sperm, millions of sperm crawling, you know, trying to get to that big, luminous, radiant egg, you know, that, you know, beingness of the egg. And then one gets absorbed into it, and then the creation occurs, you know, of the human being. And, you know, that the ability that both men and women have to be both. But I think there's tremendous fear, you know, about surrendering to the power of the feminine within, you know, oneself, if you're a man or a woman. Mm-hmm. You know, because so many women are women in women's bodies, but they haven't quite tapped the feminine yet.
Right. And in fact, we did a show recently with Kate Montana, and she was talking about how we've actually gone the opposite direction, and it's led to more alcoholism, more depression, you know, denying that feminine aspect of you know, receiving and being open and acquiescing has done a number on women.
It has, but even more than that, it's about like the goddess. You know, in the olden times, the goddess was connected to weather and the elements, and was so connected in her body. She was able to, you know, be at one with the weather and the thunderstorms and the lightning, and it was at a oneness with nature. I mean, it was true power. It was called the glamour, you know, of the goddess, and it's not something we can't do now. And both men and women, I'm not just saying just women, you know, can tap into this, but it's like power beyond accumulating money in a bank account.
Yeah.
You know, it's a whole different thing, and it's not only more fun, it's more earthy, it's more connected, and it's truly satisfying. There's a chapter in the book on tapping the sensual essence of the natural world, and I go through the different elements, fire, water, air, and earth, and what these can teach us about surrender, and it's not abstract. You know, it's about taking the energy of the elements into your own body as much as you can, not just seeing them as pretty things on the outside,
right.
You know, admiring them, but really taking in the power and being, you know, all of that. And imagine if you can do that. It's a tremendous kind of rich power, you know, as opposed to just being the CEO of a corporation and, you know, and hopefully it's a good corporation that's helping the earth, but if it isn't, then it's very problematic.
Right. So one of the things I love about your book is you've got all sorts of transformational exercises and meditations. So people can actually take these concepts and, you know, read the stories that you include within, you know, the chapters and then apply it to their own lives. One of the things I find so fascinating is it's not just about those categories of health and career and relationships. Is it just about surrendering to the big things, or does it have to do with moment to moment within our daily lives?
No, the big things are less interesting to me. It's the little things, you know, the moment to moment. I mean, most people, you know, have a hard time feeling ecstasy.
Right.
And I've chose that word very carefully, and what I found is that it's beyond certain people's experience.
Mm-hmm.
If they just don't experience, they don't know how, and it's really simple in a way. As it's just in the moment, it's just slow down and breathe, feel your body, look around, you know, get in touch with the energy of nature and other people and love, and slow it down and begin to feel the heart, which is the center of the ecstatic force for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the heart in the middle of the chest start pulsing, and when that starts pulsing, it starts feeling really good, and then that's where the ecstasy comes from, and you can drop into that at any moment if you just get really simple. So as much as the larger moments in life are exciting and, you know, they're epiphanies, they don't interest me as much as the moment to moment, because that accumulates light, the moment to moment. If you walk around, you know, with a great deal of bliss in your body, you'll be be able to trigger other people.
Right. And, you know, it's funny because we often think in terms of, you know, the big events in our life being those things that we've got the strongest connection to. But researchers have found that the things that people remember from their childhood tend to be those little instances of, you know, a strong connection within family life, you know, across the dining table or something like that. It's not the big things.
Yeah. When I've worked with dying patients, and they never say, I wish I would have had more money. I wish I would have worked more. Mm-hmm. You know, they always say, you know, I wish I would have lived the kind of life where I could risk that I wasn't just living my life for other people, or, you know, I wish I would have spent more time, you know, with my partner, you know, that type of thing. They don't ever say, I wish I would work more. So it requires getting to that point, though. I mean, the perspective of the dying is very important to me because it has to be true. You know, there's no reason that they're kidding themselves.
Right.
And so, you know,
yeah.
if you could bring that, that's what the Surrender book is about, bringing that into the now by reshaping your priorities so you can keep them straight. If your priorities aren't straight, it can get very messy. But if you keep the priorities of the dying straight in the here and now, then you can surrender to the moment and realize those big things, you know, winning the lottery. They've done, you know, studies, you know, showing that these people, they win the lottery and their happiness set point just goes back to the same level it was before, fairly
soon. So much for money buying happiness.
Well, it can't, you know, but that's what the expectation is. It can't. I mean, but it, the only way that money can make you happy is if you're, you know, have a semblance of happiness before you have money. But if you're looking to money to make you happy, it's just not going to do it. And I'm sorry about that, but it just won't. You know, people have high expectations about that particular thing. But if you have some kind of happiness and you have money, then go for it. You can really enjoy it. But I, you know, my patients who have not surrendered, you know, to some of the basic priorities of life and themselves, they've accumulated so much. I can't tell you the environments I've been in and I've seen, and they're miserable in it. So what good is it?
Right.
But if you're happy, then you can enjoy those environments. I mean, I'm not against those environments, but you have to be happy first to enjoy them. Otherwise, you know, I had one couple, they had all the money in the world, and they went to Fiji, and they just fought all the time.
Oh, dear.
So what good is that?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, Judith, I know that you're going to have to leave because you've got such a busy schedule. But before you do, I want to talk about the events in Seattle. Now, first of all, everyone, if you're not in the Seattle area, get on to drjudithorloff.com. Take a look at her website. She's fluttering about the country, and so, you know, she may be coming to a city near you. But for those of you who live in Seattle, she's going to be here Friday, April 25th, next Friday. She'll be doing a presentation at book and book signing at 7:30 at the Seattle Town Hall. And on Sunday, April 27th, she's going to be at the Center for Spiritual Living. She'll be present at the service for the 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. service. And she'll be doing a three-hour workshop, which you don't want to miss. I'm going to be there from 1:30 to 4:30, again, at the Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, April 27th. At the very end of the show, we'll announce these events again. Judith, thank you so much for joining me here today.
Oh, well, thank you for having me on. It was a really good conversation, and I encourage people to use the book as an oracle. So if you could bring it to, you know, whatever event you're going to, and then you can use it as an oracle in the group, you could find what, you know, you need to do with surrender.
Wonderful. And I also encourage people to read it from front to back because it is a fabulous book. Now, coming up on the Christine Upchurch Show in the second half, we're going to be talking a little bit more about surrender and its connection to creating positive change. I'm going to be sharing some of my own personal journey and how these sorts of principles have been applied in my life to create change and when I've resisted them and had problems because of it. I'm also going to be talking a little bit about the energetics from my perspective of why surrender is important, and I will also give you guys an opportunity to call in and share a story of how surrender has helped to transform your life in a positive way when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Used clinically by top-line doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW AM 1150, WBLQ AM 1230, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I had a fabulous conversation with Dr. Judith Orloff, and in her new book, she's talking about the ecstasy of surrender. And, you know, surrender is not something that I have entered into easily in my life. You know, I'm the kind of person who sometimes can be a bit of a control freak, although I'm really good at letting go within the healing equation. You know, when I'm facilitating a healing, it's great. I can trust in the wisdom of the universe, but managing my own life, sometimes I've had a hard time letting go. And since my 111 several years ago, and when the 111 first came through, I've found that I've had greater clarity about what it is I need to let go of in my life. And with that comes the actual having to let go. It's like once you know what you know, you can't unknow it. So I want to share with you a little bit about my process today on the show and just share with you how surrender has benefited me. But I also want to give you an opportunity to share your stories. I'm also going to talk a little bit about the energetics. You know me, the energy healer who looks at things in terms of the vibration of our being. And from my perspective, in order to affect positive and lasting change, there are certain aspects energetically that must exist. And we can translate that in terms of everyday reality. So how do you create positive change, and why is surrender important? So first of all, I'm just going to go on record saying I've had some practice with surrender and letting go. I really truly believe that letting go allows more of who we are to emerge. And when we get more and more of who we truly are, we'll recognize that we are truly magnificent. Each of you is truly magnificent. In the past couple of years, I'm just going to go through my list. It sounds like this crazy laundry list of some catastrophes, but it really isn't. I have let go of both my parents, 16 days apart from each other. I let go of a prestigious position in my career because even though I loved what I was doing and I was reaching thousands and affecting lives in a really positive way, there were aspects of what I was doing that were no longer in line with my personal integrity. So I let go of that position that gave me a lot more media coverage, it gave me prestige, it gave me a good paycheck, and I let go of it. I've also let go of a decades-long marriage because it was no longer serving my growth. I'm letting go of a home that I've lived in for 21 years that once upon a time I thought was my one and only for the rest of my life. I've let go of family life as I have once known it, a business partnership, love, and in fact, my healing center that I built, you know, from scratch many years ago. I actually got guidance it was time to exit that building, and I'm in the process of moving my healing center to a piece of land that I've purchased that feels very sacred and energetically is a very powerful place. So, as you know, as you can tell, I've let go of a lot. And one of the things that I've learned is that by letting go, it kind of greases the wheels of movement towards that positive change that we want to create. Now, you know, those of you who are listening have been exposed probably to a variety of ways of creating positive change, right? You've probably heard of affirmations. You've probably heard of making behavioral changes, you know, diet, exercise, whatever it is. Visualization, that's a big one, from vision boards to doing meditations with visualization. And probably most of you have heard about how meditating can help us to shift, and keeping gratitude journals can really help improve our lives, right? And we're all looking for positive life changes. So how do we create positive change? If it's as simple as just applying the behavioral approaches or visualization or gratitude journals, we'd all be where we want to be, wouldn't we? But it's not so simple. You know, when I ask myself, well, which of these approaches work and which ones don't, I have to say all of them in both cases. All of them work. Can work, and all of them don't work when certain things aren't done correctly. So I'm going to share with you my perspective on that, but I want to give you a heads up that I will be taking some callers. I want to hear from you about how your letting go has led to a positive life change. So, Benny, can you share with our listeners the number, please?
Sure, Benny, we can do that. There? Yep, sorry about that. It's 425-373-5527. That's a local and, the local area here in Seattle. But if you want to call toll-free, it's 800-930-2819 for the Transformation Talk Radio Network, 800-930-2819.
Thanks, Benny. I can never keep track of those numbers.
Oh, that's quite all right.
That, you know, I used to be a numbers person, former math major, statistician, right? So anyway, one of the things I've been asking myself within the context of my own life and within the context of people who've come for sessions and people who've come to my workshops is this. Why do people have miraculous changes sometimes and other people don't? How do we affect positive change? Well, first I'm going to give you a little a moment of quantum physics here. You know, quantum physicists have shown that certain particles exist as, certain elements exist as a particle and a wave, you know, electrons, photons, particle and a wave. Well, when you extend this to our physical reality, you can think of our current reality in you know, our physicality, in our location, in our relationships, in our job, in our financial abundance or lack thereof. That's the particle form. And we also have what I consider to be a waveform of our future reality that's determined not by, you know, our current particle form, but the vibration surrounding the current particle form that creates the wave. Our vibration determines what we experience in the future. So we go from our current particle form of our current reality, and we ride a wave to the next particle form of the next, you know, stage of our reality. So the question becomes, how do we go from particle that we're in right now to the particle form, the next reality that we want to embrace? And one of the things I've learned is, in order to ride the wave to the one that we really want, to that reality we really want, that meaningful, lasting change has to occur in what I refer to as the vibration of perfection. Now, I'm not talking about perfectionism, mind you. It's not about things being just so, looking just right, performing exactly correctly, you know, doing things just so. What I'm talking about when I say the vibration of perfection, I'm referring to the perfection of what is. Now, just want you to feel that vibration for a minute. What is? Many of us have resistance to what is, right? because we don't like something in our current particle form, our current reality. But when you can embrace what is, it creates a certain ease around our vibration that allows us to get on that wave to that next reality we want to step into, that we want to ride into. But without that ease around our current vibration, we can't get there, at least not permanently. We can't have lasting change. So the question becomes, how do we create ease around our current reality? How do we step into that vibration of perfection? Well, when you think about the variety of approaches out there, the behavioral approaches, you know, visualization, gratitude journals, all of these things are helping to shift us by changing our vibration. Now, one of the reasons why I think visualization can be so powerful for some people is because they're thinking about that particle form of their next reality that they really, really want. And if you can get into that meditative space where you're envisioning yourself in that reality, you're hearing the sounds, you're smelling the smells, you're seeing the visions of what it is you want to manifest, if you stay there long enough and you believe it is true in the here and now, that creates that vibrational ease that allows you to shift. It's not just the visualization. If you can create that ease around your current life and just momentarily say, oh, I think I'd like to manifest such and such, you can get there too. And that's one of the reasons why gratitude journals can be very powerful tools for people. Because when you begin to focus on appreciating what is, it creates that vibrational ease. It creates that surrender, as Dr. Judith Orloff was talking about, that allows things to be sort of, vibrationally fluid. Whereas if you're in this place of rejecting what is, fear of what might come, fear of having the same thing tomorrow that you've had today, that creates a stagnation, a holding tight of the vibration that does not allow you to shift. So again, we're going to go to a quick break. But before we do, Benny, can you share with our listeners the telephone numbers so we can have callers call in and share about their important transformations that have followed surrendering?
Yeah, we have time for a couple calls. 800-930-2819, the number for Christine Upchurch's radio show, being brought to you by the Transformation Talk Radio Network, 800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolve, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Pass the P, like you used to say. Pass the P, like you used to say.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, Cable Radio Network, and, of course, Transformation Talk Radio. You know, I've been chatting about applying this concept of surrender and what I call vibrational ease in our daily lives that help us to manifest change. And, Benny, I believe we have a caller. Is that right?
We do. We have, along with Christine, that's you and your show, we have a Christine calling in from Seattle that would love to join us. So welcome to the show, Christine.
Hi, Christine.
Christine, are you there? Hello, Christine.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. That's all right. Thanks for hanging out. Christine, is there?
I had you on mute. That way I wouldn't bother you with noise. Oh. Anyway, great name.
Yes, indeed. You too.
Control must have something to do with the name Christine. I don't know.
Dear.
Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't.
Okay.
In any case, I was going to share my tale of relinquishing control.
Uh-huh.
And there have been several things that have happened in the last year, particularly, that have created an environment in which I could see that I wasn't really relinquishing control at all. What I was doing is relinquishing my idea that I had control.
Share the difference. What's the difference between those two?
Well, the difference between the two, at least for me, I mean, I can't speak for everybody, but the difference for me was the kind of like the dawning of seeing how the things I thought I was in control of and blaming myself over and all kinds of stuff, I saw how I wasn't in control of them in the first place.
Mm.
And so what had to go away wasn't this like, well, I'm handing over the reins and here's the scepter. It was, wow, I really never had control. And when that happened, I really saw a lot of situations that happened in. One of them was a relationship that I had been bemoaning for years that had ended a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
And I kept beating myself up over and feeling guilty.
Sure.
And what happened was is that I saw that I was telling myself this story that if only I had done things right, that relationship would have subsisted.
Yeah.
And what I saw was that was my last-ditch effort of maintaining this idea that I had control over how that was going to really turn out.
Right. And somehow it wasn't perfect the way it unfolded.
Right. Exactly. And so once I got into that mode, suddenly I saw so many other things that I really never had control over to begin with. And I'll tell you what happened after that. Suddenly I had this incredibly intense relief because then I saw that I could control my actions. And I could, you know, make a plan and do that little thing that we do.
Right.
But then I could just be open because I wasn't really driving the car anyway.
Yeah.
And so whatever came down the pike, I was open. I call these things that come down to me downloads. And when they come, it's like if you're so busy thinking that you're in control and that thoughts and ideas and plans can only happen a certain way through you,
mm-hmm.
then you're not really open to all the other possibilities that could happen.
Right.
And what happens is you have an increasing sense of pressure that you're going to fail because you can't figure out how to do it. And what I saw through this process was that I could not only could I let go of this idea of control, but I could embrace the idea of relief. And in that, I could relax and allow things to pop up and be in my arena where I could see, hey, there's this choice and this choice and this choice and this choice, and I get to pick.
That's absolutely beautiful because, you know, you're right, Christine. There's so much we're not in control of. And I think that our like deep underlying fear associated with that makes us want to control those things. So we delude ourselves into thinking we have control over these things, when in fact we don't. And that's great that you were able to make that transition from wanting to control these things or beating yourself up for not having done things differently to letting go and being in that flow and receiving more.
Well, and I think that the last thing I'd like to say about the control stuff, because, you know, it's not like I don't try to control things now. I do. But when I see that I'm trying to do that, what I also see is this, there's a pervasive idea out there that we all need to deserve. Mm-hmm. And I don't play that deserve game, because The deserve thing is the competition game. And once you do that, you're like, I deserve, they don't deserve, they deserve, I don't deserve, everybody doesn't deserve because I deserve. Really, we all, if you need any proof that you deserve anything, it's that you were born.
Exactly.
After that, it's earning. You can earn your unhappiness or you can earn your happiness. And so when it comes to letting go of that idea of control, what happens is it doesn't have anything to do with my self-worth. And that's huge.
That is huge. And, yeah, I love that point. It's so important that we are worthy by being, not by doing. It's nothing
exactly.
that we do that creates the worthiness. It is just by our very being.
And listen, I really appreciate you having this show, because there's so many people out there that, you know, even if you understand some of these concepts and ideas, you know, I have my own show as well. But, you know, the thing is that every time I tune in and I listen, you've got these great things that are happening on your show. And what needs to happen is that, you know, there's more and more people out there, if they can just realize that these are just reminders over and over, and you are so brave and great to come up and have this show to remind people of just how much they belong on this planet and how they can have anything they want. And I just think that's really awesome. So I just say bless you and thank you for having your show.
Thank you. And thanks so much for calling in with your beautiful story and your great insights. Thanks,
Have Christine. A wonderful day.
You too. And, you know, I would like to share with you another story that was pivotal in my life. You know, you guys who listen on a regular basis have heard me mention my, you know, my cancer situation decades ago when I had the early stages of lymphoma. And, you know, at that point, this was, you know, many decades ago, when you couldn't go into bookstores and find all these books on healing, there were just a handful, and you had to go into, like, these alternative types of bookstores, you know, that usually you had to, like, walk in through a back alley to find these little places. And there were just a few books. Louise Hay's book had just come out. Bernie Siegel's book, you know, Love, Medicine, Miracles. The Simontons had a book. Joan Borsenko, who's a future guest on the show, she had a book out on the mind-body connection. But, you know, I started doing meditation, visualization, yoga, started changing my diet, doing all what I thought were the right things. And, you know, I'm like working hard to heal, and I'm going through therapy, dealing with my issues. And at one point, you know, I had like yet another biopsy, and the pathology report indicated that it was getting worse, the disease was getting worse. And at that point, I just began to grieve, and I sobbed because I had no control. There I was doing all the things that I felt intuitively were right, and it wasn't affecting change. And I just let go in that moment, and I sobbed and I sobbed. But in that moment of truly letting go, it was almost like I heard, felt, you know, intuited this voice saying, aha, now you get it. Now we can work together to shift and create a new reality for you. And that's precisely what happened. And that is the time at which the cancer shifted from progressing to healing, getting better. And that letting go, I know, was key. And it's a lesson that I've had to relearn throughout my life. And it's a positive lesson, even though, you know, it can happen in moments of crisis. It does not have to happen in moments of crisis. I know, as Dr. Judith Orloff was talking about in, you know, her segment, it empowers us in amazing ways and affects us. But before I go to the final break, I just want to share with you again what the events are for Dr. Judith Orloff. Friday, April 25th, she's going to be in Seattle, the Seattle Town Hall, 7:30 p.m., doing a presentation and book signing. And then Sunday, April 27th, she's going to be at the Center for Spiritual Living. At 9 a.m. and 11 a.m., she'll be at the service. And then she's doing a three-hour workshop from 1:30 to 4:30 there at the Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, April 27th. You don't want to miss it. I'm certainly not going to miss it. And I just want to invite you, the listener, to think about ways in which you can surrender and create what I call vibrational ease. What moments are you holding tight around? What things are you trying to control that it may make more sense to just sort of let go? Please let go into that next moment, if you will. And I invite you to see what shifts occur when you can just sort of surrender to what is and see how that shifts. Thanks so much for joining us here today on the Christine Upchurch Show. I look forward to talking to you again next week. Bye, everyone.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefense@gmail.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst, so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.